The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
My name's Dan Latto, and it's great to have you here. And if you're watching this on YouTube, then welcome to YouTube. If you're watching this on my Facebook page, then welcome to Facebook. If you're watching this on my website, then welcome to my website. It's great to have you on. So I do all my filming. I'm on the terrace. I'm in Spain at the moment at the villa. This is where I live. The beach is about 100 metres that way. It's a very, very nice day today. It's probably about 25, 26 degrees, something like that. So it's a beautiful day. And so I'd just like to say thank you very much for attending. It's 8:30 on a Wednesday morning back in England. That's 8:30 in the morning in England. So you're either on your way to work, you're stuck on a tube, or you're already at work, or you're taking a day off because you've thrown a sickie, whatever. But in this show, what I wanted to talk to you about, really, in this opening show, because this is a brand new show, I've never done one like this before. So we started doing Facebook Live a couple of days ago, and we thought, you know what, let's get this into a show that we can do on a regular basis so that people can come and attend, people who want that extra bit of oomph in their life that they're not currently getting. Now, by the way, if you hear cars driving past, it's because we're not in a studio, we're outside. And I hear people say, well, I'd like to do a Facebook Live as well, but I can't do it because I've not got the equipment. I mean, like, the equipment? What equipment do you need? You need a mobile phone, that's the thing I'm recording on. If we've got a tripod and we've got a microphone, and that's it. Literally, that's the equipment. We've not got studios, we've not got lights. We're literally outside and we're live and we're on Wi-Fi. That's the only other thing that you need. Now, interestingly, just a few doors down, they're cutting down some trees with some chainsaw thing. So if you hear something going on in the background, then that's why. But you know what? None of that matters. What matters is the fact that you're able to get your message out to the people. And so this is what the Mindset and Hustle show is all about, is what are you doing in order to improve either your business, your life, your relationship, your property portfolio? What is it that you're actually doing? And I think ultimately it comes down to just two things. The first thing is your mindset. Now, if your mindset isn't performing as it should, and let's face it, for most people, it's not. It's just not. You wake up in a bad mood. You don't know why you're in a bad mood. You just can't seem to get going. Now, it happens to me. I think this is the entrepreneur's Achilles heel, if you like. It happens to me. I go up and I go down and I go up. And I have to really focus on either staying positive or getting my butt out of bed because I can't be bothered. I have to really focus, and it takes me quite a bit of energy sometimes. And then other times, it takes nothing at all and I jump up out of bed because I'm excited about what I'm doing. What I've noticed is that when I'm excited about what's going on in my life, in terms of work, relationships, flying over and seeing the kids, whatever, there's nothing to stop me, nothing at all. And when I've got very little going on in my life, in terms of work and so on, getting that motivation to get up and get out of bed is really hard. So there's a couple of things that we're going to recommend, and we'll talk about those a little bit later. But there's two things. So the first one is mindset. If you get your mindset correct, like, what can you achieve with the right mindset? Well, you can achieve anything. I mean, there was a week a couple of months ago where Elon Musk, he released a vehicle, the Tesla. And in that week that he released the Tesla, I don't know how many, I think he had 130,000 pre-orders of a $35,000 vehicle. That's phenomenal. That's in 1 week, right? In the same week, Elon, good buddy, Elon landed a space rocket on a floating platform, something that nobody's ever done before. Well, that's Elon's week. A $4.5 billion product release and landed a space rocket on a barge. What have you done in that week? What have I done in that week? So for some people, it's really easy because they've got that mindset, and with that correct mindset, you can do anything. Now, the problem is that if you haven't got the correct mindset, and you know you haven't got the correct mindset, how do you actually get into the correct mindset? And that's what we'll talk about in future episodes of the Mindset and the Hustle show. So I just wanted to also then move you on to the second area. So you've got mindset. Let's assume that we can get that going and we can get that right, and you're now buzzing and ready to go. But mindset, and I know people are really positive, and I say, have you done that stuff that we said we were going to do? No, I've not done it. Why haven't you done it? Oh, I've been busy. What have you been busy doing? Oh, I've been really, really busy. Did you watch Game of Thrones last week? Yeah, watch Game of Thrones. Like, yeah, you're busy watching the wrong thing. You've got all this stuff to do. You're in a positive mindset and you're not doing it. So the second thing is hustle. If you can't get your hustle on, if you can't get your ass out of bed and get going, then having the right mindset is just ridiculous. There's no point in doing it. You've got to have an equal balance between the right mindset and the right hustle. Now, if you're hustling and you've not got the right mindset, you're wasting your energy because the stuff just isn't going to work. If you're saying to yourself, well, I tell you what I'm going to do, I'm going to work 12 hours today, I'm just going to do marketing, I'm going to create my leaflets, but your mindset is in this negative area, then what do you think your leaflet's going to be like? Your leaflet's going to be crap, right? They're not going to be very good at all. So you've got to have this fine balance between both the mindset and the hustle. Okay, so I'm just checking my notes because there's a few things I want to run through in today's episode. By the way, if you're watching this, and I appreciate you watching it, just stick your website address in the box below. Let me know your website address. Let me know what you do and let me know where you are in the world because we get people all over the world watching these, both on YouTube, both on the website, both on live. I'll just grab a quick drink just while you do that. So where are you? What business have you got? What business would you like to do? So the idea of these is that they're interactive. So if you've got a question, you just stick it in there and I will see, just in that box, just down there, I will see all the comments. I've got my my laptop open as well, so we can see all those. So when we're talking about mindset and hustle then, so let's just assume then you've got both the mindset correct and now you're actually ready to do some work. Well, you know, you could actually do twice as much work in one day just by splitting the day directly down the middle. And so the way in which you might be able to do that, and it's up to you on how these hours would work. So, for example, with me, we've got, I love my sleep, by the way, and I like to sleep in as long as I can because I love sleep, right? Who doesn't love sleep, right? I love it. Some people love to get up at 5 a.m. I wish I was that person. I am so not that person. Okay, so what happens is we get up about 8, half past 8. Lucia, little one, has to go to nursery. I take her to nursery for about 8:30, 8:45. I then get back to the villa, which is where I normally work from. I'm in England every so often, but normally back at the villa. And then from 9 till 5 is my solid hours. So 9 till 5, I've got 8 solid hours to do some work, right? So that's the first part of my day. That's day number one right there. For most people, that's the entire day. So then we pick Lucia up at nursery at 5, and then from 5 till 7, we have tea, we play, we have a bath, whatever we need to do. Watch a little bit of Pocoyo, which she's just found and absolutely adores, which is really nice. So she goes down to bed at 7, and then from 7 till 11, I've then got the second part of my day. Like 7 to 11, 7 till 12, there's 4 or 5 extra hours in that day for me to do whatever it is that I need to do. Now, sometimes you'll see me do a webinar. Now, tonight we've got a webinar. So we're going to run a webinar, and it's called Business and Marketing Domination. And literally, we're going to talk about how to dominate your business through use of the correct marketing. I'm going to talk about a little bit about that today. So if you check in the Facebook group, you'll find the link for that when I upload it later on today. So what we can do there is we can actually break down these two days into separate days. So it's a mindset hack, if you like. And there's a couple of different mindset hacks. I'll give you them straight away because I'll forget them if you don't talk about them. So the first mindset hack is, so I'm 43 right now. So the first one is just imagine that you're not 43 or whatever age you are. Take 10 years off that. So now suddenly I'm 33. Imagine I'm 33, not 43. Now, I, as soon as those words come out of my mouth, I can actually feel it physically. My physiology, look at me, I'm sort of shifting because now suddenly I feel I'm sitting upright and I feel like I've got a lot more energy. And all that is the difference between 43, 33. It makes a massive difference. I remember Tony Robbins saying the difference between that and that is huge in terms of the results that you can get. And when you talk about energy, so let's say that you're 53, right? Or 63 even. Let's take 20 years off that and say that you're 43. Suddenly you find all this energy coming back and you find this new lease of life, if you like. And it's such an amazing mind hack. So what you do is, whatever age you are, just take 10 years off it. So if you're coming up to your 40th, imagine you're coming up to your 30th instead. So whatever age you are, just try that right now. Take 10 years off. Change your physiology. It'll change anyway, all on its own. It can't help but change. Because this mind now, which is in total control over everything, is in total control of all your results. And all that work that you've been doing, you think that that work will get you the results and the consequences of that work will give you the results. That's not true. It's this up here. It's getting that mindset in place. The mindset is the biggest thing that controls and binds everything together. It sounds like the force, right? Because that's exactly what it is. It's exactly like using the force. If you believe it, then it will happen. when Luke Skywalker couldn't lift the X-Wing out, and then little Yoda comes along, doesn't he? And Yoda lifts it out because he's awesome. He's an awesome dude. And Luke Skywalker says, "I don't believe it." And Yoda says, those mortal words, "That is why you fail." And it's absolutely true. So getting that mindset right is absolutely number one. So if you do that little mindset hack where you're taking 10 years off. Now, there was a second one. I've completely forgotten what it was, but it'll come back to me later on. So if I remember what it is in this show, I'll remind you. If not, I'll write it down. We'll stick it in the next one. So we talked about putting 2 days into one. By the way, where are you from? I'd love to know where you're from. And stick your website address. I normally don't like people putting their website addresses and things on my Facebook page. But you can do on this video. Just stick it in. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to get a comment about who you are, where you are, what your business is. Just tell me a little bit more. By the way, there's other people. If you're not watching now, they'll be watching it later. Because let's face it, it's 8:30, 8:40 on a Wednesday morning. People going to work. The only reason we've actually done it at this time is that later on, between 11 and 3, we've got the cleaner. The cleaner turns up, so we can't actually do it. So let me grab a quick drink. So one of the biggest things that I hear that people get stuck with in their business or in their property portfolio is finding new customers. And it's like, well, I haven't got the money to be able to spend on marketing like you do, Dan. Do you know how much money I spend on marketing? It's very, very little. I might run some Facebook ads to a webinar. I might run some retargeting pixeled Facebook ads, and if you don't know what those are, then ask, and I'll do it in another show on the Business and Marketing Domination Show, which is a new show that we've got coming out just about business and marketing. But right now, we live in a time when you don't actually need a lot of money to spend on marketing. We've got this wonderful thing called social media, and people just ain't using it right. I mean, right now, for example, I'm recording this using Facebook Live. Now, I'm using a HD camera, but the way that Facebook records it, it probably won't be in HD. So if you're watching this on a website or on YouTube, it's not in HD. But I've got this mobile phone. I've got this device. It's a Samsung. It's a Samsung S6. It's a nice phone, I suppose. It's not the latest flashy phone, but it's, you know, it's cost £800. It's a nice, decent phone. But even if you've got an Apple iPhone 5, you've got the camera that faces towards you. And more than that, we've got so many different ways of getting your message out there. So, for example, I'm recording this on Facebook Live. But what else is this? So we've got Facebook Live, Blab, Meerkat. Who owns Meerkat? Don't tell me it's the insurance company because it's not. Who uses the Meerkats for advertising? We've got Periscope. Did I mention Blab? I think I might have mentioned Blab. So we've got four, okay? Facebook Live, Periscope, Blab, and Meerkat. I think YouTube has a live feed as well. So we've got six different ways of you getting out and recording yourself, okay? And pushing out whatever message it is and speaking to a group of people. Now, forget about how many people are watching right now. That's not relevant. What is relevant is what you do with this video. So what we do with this video is we take it, and I've done a video about how we do it, by the way. So if you're stuck with the technical stuff, then I actually uploaded it on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/dan.latto. Hopefully you're watching on there anyway. And I will upload it onto the website for you. But we take this video and we upload it to YouTube. And then we take that YouTube video and then we embed it onto my website. And then we take the website and then we push it out to Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Dig, all those others that I can't remember right now. Instagram, we have a nice little image, which hopefully you may have seen. So we shove all of that out. And then what happens? The number of views starts to increase. So it might start off slow, and it will start off slow. That's the whole point, right? When you first learned to ride a bike, you didn't go 100 mile an hour straight away. You had to learn slowly how to do it. When you're learning how to do Facebook ads, you have to learn slowly how to do it, and then you start to pick up pace. And when you start getting your social media message out there, it'll start off slowly, like anything did. You don't start off in business and in your first week do £100,000, like some people do, by the way. That's amazing. If you can do that, that's a real skill, right? But most people don't do that. It's like, you know, one of my clients was the UK's biggest loser, for example. He lost almost half his body weight. We didn't... Oh, look, a bird's just come and sat next to me. I'd like to put that on camera, but that's awesome. Can you see that? Where is it? Just there. Look at that. Look, a bird. Where is it? That's amazing. See, even all sorts of people come up and say hello. Even the local wildlife. That's really nice. So, where was I? So, yeah, UK's biggest loser. So he lost half his body weight. But he didn't do that in a week. It took him, I think it took him 12 or 13 weeks. He did amazing at that, right? But it took him a while to do that. And it's going to take you a while to do that. It takes us all a while to do it. But like social media now has this ability to get your message out. Now, this is the thing that most people get wrong is, well, let's just talk about the video for a start. Why are people not doing a video? If you're watching this, right, and hopefully you enjoyed it and you're getting some information, you might be making notes and so on. But if you're watching this, why are you not doing your own Facebook Live? Why are you not on Periscope? Why are you not on Blab or Meerkat? Why is that? And I'll tell you why. Because I know why. It's because, oh, who would want to listen to me? This idea. I mean, I created yesterday. So we were like, what are we going to call this show? Let's create a show, stick it on Facebook Live. Let's do it once a week. It'd be awesome. Some people will turn up, some people won't. It's fine. We can take that, create new content, goes out on YouTube. We stick it on a website, goes out to our mailing list and so on. Builds credibility, builds trust. People get to know who we are. People get to like us and so on. Whatever, right? So when I had that thought process yesterday, and then I went off and created a graphic. We got an awesome graphics, two dudes, one's a dudess and one's a dude. So a guy and a girl with a surfboard on a beach, and it's called The Mindset and Hustle Show, right? And then I put that on Facebook this morning saying, join me in the next 10 minutes. We're going to go live with my brand new show, The Mindset and Hustle Show. Now, as soon as I typed that, what happened? Inside of me, those little voices were going off, you know, but going, who are you to have your own show on Facebook? Who do you think you are? And it's like, we all have those voices, those demons, whatever you want to call them, but just telling them to piss off, basically, and just do the damn thing anyway. So some people will love this, some people will hate this, and it's fine. It makes no difference to me. I hope that you enjoy it. I hope that you come and watch more. I hope you download the podcast that we do and you want to get more information. But it's not relevant. My job is to go out and help the people who want the help. There's always lots of people who won't like what you do. Always. We had one. The last time we did a Facebook Live, we had a troll. We've come across this guy before. And he was just not very nice. I mean, he's just really not very nice. Saying not very nice things. And now it's a reflection on him. It's not a reflection on me. I'm awesome. I love doing this. We love going out. We just got an email from a guy on Facebook. He was put it in our Facebook group. That was it. We actually put it out on Facebook because it was awesome, saying about the difference in his business and how he's now focused and he realised what his problems were and now he's totally focused and now he's got 35 new customers and he's looking for 1,000 within the next, at end of May, he's looking for 1,000 customers in the next 6 weeks. Like, that's amazing, right? Like, he might not get 1,000, right? He might only get 800, he might only get 600, but that's still amazing, right? So for those trolls and people that don't like what you do, this stuff's not for them anyway. This stuff is for those other people that are actually going to take action and actually going to come and get, make use of your learnings and what you can help them with. So it doesn't matter what your business is. If you're a landscape gardener, do you think you could use Facebook Live? Of course you bloody well could. You could do a before lasting 5 minutes, right? You move the camera around, you have to use their Wi-Fi if your 4G isn't strong enough. You move the camera around, you show them what the problems are in the garden, right? Before. And then maybe you do another 5 minutes in the middle, right? And then you can have some pictures that you can show, you can hold up to the camera if that's what you needed to do. And then at the end, you could do an after, right? So now you've got a before, middle and after. And what you do is you buy a little bit of software, it's called Sony Vegas, and you stitch these three videos, before, middle and after, together. Put some music on the background, put some talking through your microphone over the background using Sony Vegas, and there you go. You've got an awesome, it's not even a testimonial, but it's a before and after video. Like, how many other people have those? Well, how are you going to stand out from your customers? And so it all comes down to mindset. That's the key. Because if you're too shy to go out on video, if you're too shy, like I know people, right, who won't put their pictures on their business card. And I'm like, why are you not putting your picture on your business card? Because what happens when you go to a networking event? You go to a networking event, there's 100 people there. You come home and you've got these business cards. You go, don't know who that is, 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 don't know who that is. Oh, I've got a picture on this one. I remember them. That's why you have a picture on your business card. Most people don't want it. Why? Well, I don't know. I don't like the way I look. Listen, if you don't like the way you look, you need to either, one, get over it, or two, change the way you look. Get on a diet, get a haircut, get a makeover, have a shave, whatever it needs to be, right? But just deal with it. If you're watching this and I know who you are, right, and you send me a message, okay, when I read that message and I see your Facebook picture, because you use a picture on Facebook, right, Why would you not use the same picture on your business card so that people can recognise brand? But when I'm thinking about someone, I've got a picture in my mind as to what they look like. So if I'm thinking about Richard Branson right now, right? Think about Richard Branson. We all know what Richard Branson looks like. He's got a sort of longish hair, right? And his beard. And if he's dressed as a bride with a lipstick on for his weddings business, which he did do, or as an air hostess again, because he seems to enjoy that. But it all comes from mindset. And so people end up not going out on video because they're too scared. They're too afraid about what they look like, about what they sound like. I mean, goodness me, I sound like this, for God's sake. I've got this Yorkshire accent. Hey up, lad. And whenever I talk proper Yorkshire, I always have to go down an octave. Hey up, lad, how's it going? So, can't help it, right? I sound Yorkshire, for goodness sake. And we were in Vegas a couple of months ago, and we sat around this mastermind table, and there were two other people, Sahail Khan, hi Sahail if you're watching, and then another guy who was English as well, called Mark Austin, and who lives in Spain now. And we were talking about the English accent and the Northern accent not being exactly popular down south and so on. And the other Americans, and a couple of Canadians there as well, sat around the table like, dude, I would buy whatever it is that you've got to sell because I love your accent. And you're like, what? I'm from Leeds. What do you mean you love this accent? It's crazy, right? But people would end up not doing podcasts, for example. We've got tens of thousands of podcasts. We would end up not doing YouTube videos. We've had over 50,000 views on our YouTube channel. 50,000 views, that's phenomenal. I sound like this and I look like this, for goodness sake. The background might be quite nice, but you still look like this. Who cares? It's got nothing to do with me. It's got nothing to do with the people watching. It's the message, the value that you're actually putting out there. So let me just grab a quick drink and we'll come back to this because it's really, really important. My coffee's going cold because I can't, you know, chatting away. So if you're watching this and enjoying it, just let me know. Just have a hit that like button. If you want us to put a comment in the bottom, then please put a comment. Let me know who you are, let me know where you are, and let me know your website address. Let me know what business you're in and what business you do, because I'd like to know. I'd like to know what sort of people actually watch these. And if you've got some suggestions for what you'd like me to cover on one of these mindset and hustle podcasts, specifically about mindset and specifically about hustling, then stick that in as well. The next one, next week, we'll do exactly the same. So, I was talking about Facebook Live, and I was talking about why you're not out there. All the tools are out there right now for you to get your message, to package it in such a way. Like, think about this, right? You're watching this video, this, and I'm saying package the message, but the message is already packaged. I am the message. The value that's held within the message is the message. That's the package, right? I don't mean that you need a flashy intro. And if you did need a flashy intro, then Fiverr.com will get you it for $5, right? We don't use flashy intros anymore. We did at first, but now we just go straight into it. And the artwork that you see, I actually created the artwork myself using Canva. Canva.com, right? And I've got another website that I used to get all of my stock images from. So the two surfboard ones is a stock image. So it doesn't cost me anything. Like, I actually enjoy doing that sort of thing. And it's not that I am tight because I'm a northerner, right? And I can't help that. But I'm not tight, so tight that I couldn't spend $5, right? But I actually enjoy doing that. It keeps me in a groove, keeps me in a hustle, keeps me in a grind, right? So I enjoy doing it. And I enjoy putting it all together. But there's no reason why, like, this microphone's just a few pounds, like £7 on eBay. I've got a tripod, which costs, I don't know, £15. And I've got my phone. You've already got the phone, I assume, because most people have. Oh, and if not, a second-hand iPhone, what, £100? With a camera on it, facing you, so you can actually see what you look like. And you can see the comments appearing and so on. So it doesn't cost you that much money to do it. So it's the mindset that's actually stopping you, not the money. Like, if you download the Facebook app, you could go live right now. Right now. People are popping in and popping out all the time. People are popping in to a Facebook Live to come along and see what the Facebook Live's about. You could go live right now. People will pop in and pop out. And so you can capture people. And every time someone pops in, they'll come in to take a look. They might never heard of you, or they might be one of your customers. But either way, they're coming to look and see what you've got to say. And every time someone comes on, they're looking at you and they're forming an opinion of you. They're asking, is this guy credible or girl? Are they trustworthy? Do I like what they're saying? Are they adding value? Do I want to watch them next time? So the first time that you do this, you'll only get a few viewers. The next time you get a few more, the next time you get a few more, next time you get a few more. Boy, our podcast has absolutely exploded. When we first did a podcast, right, we got like 90 downloads of the podcast. We were ecstatic. We're like, oh my gosh, 90 people have downloaded our podcast. That's amazing, right? And now we get thousands of people downloading each episode. It's amazing. So we're tens of thousands of downloads. But to begin with, we got like 90. And we got like, on that first day, we got like 12. And by, I don't know, day three, I think we were up to 90. But we had like 12 on that day one. And oh, so nervous. And it's on iTunes suddenly. And that mindset of that, you know, that self-talk of what if it's rubbish? What if nobody likes it? What if people hate my voice? All that stuff, it's not relevant. The only thing that's relevant is that you get your message out to your customers. It doesn't matter what it is that you do, right? We use the example of a landscape gardener. One of the emails that I got on LinkedIn was from someone who said they're loving the podcast, but they wanted to, they mentioned that if they owned a pound shop, they don't own a pound shop, but if they mentioned that if they owned a pound shop, how could they make it work? And I was like, well, if it's a pound shop, why not get 5 or 6 ingredients that are on the food area and show them or talk to them about taking those 5 ingredients and making a meal plan to feed your family for less than £20 a week, because people need that. The people who shop at pound shops probably are in that sort of social demographic anyway, right? That's a great idea. Or how about how to have a fun day out for less than £6, and it's like the kids' games. Or how to have a picnic, and it's the barbecue area, or whatever, right? There's all sorts of different things that you can do. It doesn't matter what business you're in. But we've got all these different platforms, and all these platforms, they don't cost any money. You've got Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, right? They're the big three that I always use, right? I'm not on them all the time. I upload to each one of them, but usually I type once and go to many, right? That's what I like to do. But those are there for you to make new contacts of like-minded people. And as soon as you start making those contacts, then you can start pushing out your message. You see, people don't buy from businesses. People buy from people. And the more that people see you and recognise you and there's a brand image onto that whatever it is that they're buying, then the more that they're actually going to like it. So I think we're pretty much done in this Mindset and Hustle show. There's only one thing that I finally want to talk about. And this is about, what are your friends saying to you? And who are your friends here? I don't need names. I just need to know, who are they in terms of what are they saying? What are they giving to you? You know, if they're saying to you, you know, Dan, you're working too many hours, you're getting burned out, you need to slow down. Like, if I'm loving what I'm doing and me doing that thing is actually giving me all this energy, which it is doing, right? How is that going to burn me out? I might be tired after a fun day of working. But that's not burnout. And if I need to take a break, then I will do. But if you're live, I mean, Beyonce, she forgot to eat. She forgot to eat for a few days because she was so enamoured on what she was doing. She was so energetic and hustling on the work that she was doing, even finishing an album, doing a film, doing TV, whatever it happened to be, right? She wasn't facing burnout. She was just very passionate about what it was that she was doing. Now, if you go to the pub and your friends down the pub are going, oh, well, yeah, well, you know, you don't want to do that. My mate did that. You know, their mate's an idiot. Just because their mate got it wrong doesn't mean that you would go out and get it wrong. Yeah, that network marketing, no. My mate did that. Like, I'm not a great lover of network marketing, right? I believe you should be building your own brand, not some utility company or cheaper gas and electricity. You should be building you as a brand, right? Not a third party. And that's what I believe, right? But that's not to say I don't believe you should go out there and start a network marketing opportunity if that's what's going to start bringing in some extra cash. Even if it's an extra £20 a week, right? £20 a week, that's nothing. £80 a month, that's what? It's about £1,000 a year. Well, that's £1,000 a year. You do that for a year, you can put up £1,000 and start another business with that. So it's definitely worth doing, right? Everything's worth doing. But you've just got to protect yourself from these people that are surrounding you that are saying, oh, no, you're working too hard, you need to slow down. I mean, I was 26, right? I was 26. Between 26 and 30, we'll say, because that's when I first started buying property at 26. But from 26 to 30, I went from £15,000 a year to £100,000 a year. Just under £100,000 it was, right? In 4 years flat, from 26 to 30. I think that's amazing, okay? My dad said, you need to slow down, you're going to burn out. And I remember at 26, I had two jobs, right? I had one job at £15,000, and I worked at William Hill, taking bets over the telephone. 5-1 on whatever horse and so on. That's what I did. And I would work 40-hour weeks on one job and 20 hours a week on another job. My dad would say, you're going to burn out. And I'm like, Dad, if I can't do this at 26, when can I do it? And I'm now 43, right? And in the last couple of months, I've taken a lot of time off, right? From December 21st, pretty much, up to the start of May, I've pretty much taken that time off, right? I've done very, very little, other than doing coaching calls, taking on a few new clients and so on. But now I'm raring to go. I've had my rest. I'm fully energized. I'm very passionate about what I'm doing. And now I'm putting the hours in. And so what I talked about earlier on, about me working from 9 till 5 and then 7 till 11 or 7 till 12, I was up working till 11 p.m. last night. And I was doing all the graphics and I was putting all the PowerPoints together and we were planning. And I was energized and I was into what I was doing. That's not burnout, because I was so energized by doing it. So just to wrap this up then. So we've covered a couple of things here. The first thing is mindset. Really, really important. You've got to get your mindset right. The second thing, once you've got that done, is your hustle. Oh, hang on. Two. There we go. Let's do it this way. First one is mindset. Second one is hustle. Those two things are going to get you success, right? We've talked about you getting your message out there using Facebook, Blab, Twitter, Periscope, Facebook, whatever it happens to be, but it doesn't cost you any money. We've talked about putting 2 days into one, right? About splitting up your days and getting the energy out there between the first day, having lunch, and then the next day, putting that all into one day, and you can do it, okay? And then finally, we talked about just being careful about listening to your friends and about, you know, if they're trying to drag you down to their level, that actually you need to maybe consider how often you're going to see those friends and maybe get yourself into another group who also thinks it's fine to get your hustle on. Because hustling in this world is what's going to get you those results. Those people who will say, oh, you're working yourself to the bone, they say that because they've already given up. And I don't want you to give up. I want you to get those results. Whatever those results are different for everybody. For me, it's living here in a villa in Spain. It's freaking awesome, right? And I love it. Absolutely love it. I fly back every 2 weeks to see the kids on a Friday, come back on a Monday. Brilliant. Love it. Love my kids so much. And I've done it for 2.5 years. And I'll continue to do it until it's no longer required, until they're 18 and doing whatever. I want to see the friends, whatever, right? I will do it. I'm there for them. And I don't mind doing it because I love this lifestyle that I've created, that I've designed. And you can do that too, but you've got to get the mindset right and you've got to get the hustle on. Awesome first episode there. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you watch a replay. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on Facebook. It'll be on my website, which is at www.daniellatto.co.uk. And we'll speak to you soon. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.